why the lift is closing or no? The lift is closing or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, they will message me probably, I don't know.
Okay. So, Mihalis, thanks for coming. It's a great honor for receiving us. For people who don't know you, do you introduce yourself in two or three words?
If I can introduce myself with two or three words, I don't know. Just Mihalis Afras, the vinyl jockey, something like that. I don't know. They can search by the name if they want to search somehow, you know.
Okay. It's your not your first date, but three dates in France this year. How do you feeling your country in electronic culture?
I have been, yes. It's not, of course, my first time in France. Throughout these years, I have been many, many times in France. And I can say that each time it's even better. You know, whenever I come, I see, you know, that the crowd is more educated than the last time. So that means that the tech house scene is going better and better. So it's always good, you know, to come to a country where you can DJ and see, you know, that the people really know what they want to listen, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not talking about mainstream, but about underground, you know, underground scene, underground tech house. So it's very good. I like France a lot. Let's see how it goes tonight.
Yeah, sure. 10 years ago, you founded Material.
Yes.
And 10 years later, what ideas have you got for the 10 years? For these 10 years, or what's your best souvenir this 10 years ago?
The thing is that it's not good to say that it's 10 years because we are feeling old, you know? Yeah, I can't imagine that 10 years passed so fast, you know? It seems like, for me, it was like 1 or 2 years in my mind. But yeah, Material started like 10 years ago. And right now, the thing is that we are evolving, as I said before. We are getting, we as well, the guys that are working in Material, educated and having ideas for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Because music, it's something that never dies, you know what I mean? It gives you life. So no matter how old are you, you can still, you know, deliver what you think about music and tech house culture. So what I think is that 10 years past, we have reached a really good level, at least is what I think. And for the next 10 years, what we want is to lower the quantity and higher the quality of the music that we will releasing. So that is the main goal, the main purpose for us, to increase the quality for the next 10 years and lower the quantity. Not so many releases, but low and quality ones.
Okay. Yeah. What are the things you are the most proud of in your career?
The things that...
Sorry?
Come again, the things that...
Yeah, you are the most proud of.
The most important.
Proud. You are proud.
Proud. Proud. Proud.
In your career.
The thing is, it's not... For me, the way I see it, it's like when you are climbing into a ladder, into stairs, somebody asks you what is the most important step. All the steps are the same and each step helps you to reach, you know, where you are right now. So for me, everything I have done has the same value. It doesn't matter if it's a remix for Marco Carola or if it's a top one release which you have like many years ago, or a top one release that you can have now. Everything that you do helps you to climb to the stairs. So for me, everything is the same. I cannot, what I'm saying is that I cannot say that this is better or this is, I'm more proud than this. For everything I have done, I'm feeling blessed, you know, that this happened. So for me, everything is the same. My releases, my gigs, everything is the same.
Yeah. Tomorrow you're gonna be to London. What do you think about the clothes of the fabric? The fabric is closed?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
The thing is that, of course, it's a really bad thing, you know, because fabric It was one of the first clubs that I went, even if, when I was a clubber, you know. But the problem is that we cannot judge what happened. Of course, it's devastating. People lost their jobs. Our tech house culture already lost like a king of the clubs. But on the other hand, you know, they decided to close a club where two children died. Of course, it's not Fabric responsibility that they died. But, you know, the municipality there thought that it's for the best to close this club. I don't know, I don't want to take any part. For sure, it's a bad thing for music culture, but out of the ashes, you know, always something good happens. So I think that something good will happen. And at the time we are speaking, there is a pledge right now to help Fabric reopen in another location and stuff like that. So let's see. I'm really positive on the outcome, on what will happen.
Okay, but for your feeling, one album on one track you have always on you, on your bag, on your iPhone or your iPod, one album on one track. It's your beloved album.
Not on tech house, in every kind of music.
Every kind of them.
Okay. I think it's probably 40s Head. They released a live concert like many years ago. So probably I think it's Portishead, the Rhodes concert they did. So probably this is an album that I have on my iPhone.
Okay.
So probably this.
One artist you love.
Of the tech house or in general?
Everything.
Oh.
One artist for you.
Art.
Who inspire you.
Yes. One artist, eh? I don't know, probably Jamiroquai.
Ready?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Probably, yes. He's amazing. His performance is amazing. Of course, I like Depeche Mode too, but yeah, it's a band, you know, it's not one guy.
Yeah.
So if I have to choose one guy, it's Jamiroquai. Probably.
Okay. Why always mix on vinyl?
The thing is that I'm a professional DJ for 15 years, maybe more. I have never DJed with CDs. I feel that I am emotionally connected with vinyls. You know, I like to touch the music. I like this feeling to, you know, to really touch what you are listening. It's unique to search, not with scrolling and seeing on a screen, to search in a bag and to find the vinyl you like to DJ next. For me, this feeling is unique. I don't know, for me it's something emotional. I think I will never stop DJing with vinyls, you know. You know better.
Okay.
Because
yeah, of course.
Like,
of course
we play vinyl.
Of course. For your work on your production, tell us how do you produce with software, hardware? You produce with Ableton, laptop, just monitoring?
No,
or you have hardware too?
The thing is that as music evolves, as we said, music moves on, the same is with production.
Yeah.
Of course, all the gears are useful. If you have like Roland TB303 or 909 or whatever gear you have, for example, I have Bass Station Ovation, I have the Rolands, I have a lot of gears. But the thing is that as music evolves, so production evolves, and you keep finding new softwares that can make your life easier in production. So with a lot of VSTs, you can make your production life a lot more easier. And for me right now, this is the way that I work. I work with Ableton Live and with tons of VST instruments and stuff.
Okay. Just one word or two words as a Greek citizen. You also travel around all European countries. Do you feel an European artist because the context of crisis is not very very easy for a lot of people, as a lot of citizen people are citizen Greek. What do you feel as a European artist?
The
crisis, the European crisis, and the migrants crisis.
Yeah.
In few words.
In few words, the thing is that you cannot tell much about it because it's very, very simple. It's not a complex thing. Everything starts that we are all the same. We are all humans. If you are an immigrant, if you are from France, if you are from Brazil, if you are from Africa, we are all the same. I mean, we all have hands, we all have heads, we all have feet, we all have eyes, so we are the same. So if we are start treating to each other like that, that we are the same, so help the immigrant in this situation, because they have a problem, they have a war, they need to go out of the war to save their lives. So if we treat them like you would treat your neighborhood or your family or your mother or your father, then the problem would have been solved. But the thing is that not a lot of people see it that way. For me, it's very, very simple. You can just treat and respect the other as it's one of the same, as it's your family, you know? Because if we are the same, then we are family, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's very, very simple.
Do you feel European artist and Greek artist?
Both. You cannot compare, distinguish that. You know, it's the same. It's the same. I mean, of course, my origin is Greek. I cannot deny that. And I'm proud that I'm Greek. But also, you know, the very basis of Europe and also the external effects of Greece is Europe, and Europe basis is Greek. So for me, it's like connected.
Okay. Just one word for clarify each town. Utrecht, Paris, Berlin, London, and Ibiza. One word.
For each...
For each place.
Oh man, this is hard.
Each place on the electronic culture.
Ah, okay.
One word for Athens.
Only one word.
Please, or two.
One word, Athens, Athens. Hard.
Paris.
Paris. Ah, Paris. Fancy.
Berlin.
Berlin. Crazy.
London.
London. Amazing.
And Ibiza.
It's two words. Amazing, amazing.
Two words for
amazing,
Ibiza.
Amazing.
Okay, Miaris, thanks a lot for being in Lyon, and I hope you will have a great night.
It's already good, it's already good. Really good food, good company, and everything is perfect.
Thanks, Miaris.